We often hear that our population's ageing and that the workforce needed to care for us will have to grow significantly over the next 30 years. It's estimated we'll need 1 million carers by 2050. But the problem is, given public opinion of the sector is so low right now and negative perceptions so high, the next generation of people training to be carers don't want to work in the sector. New surveys revealed that 60% of the emerging workforce aren't keen on a career in aged care. Caroline Winter reports.
Like many nursing and midwifery students, Rhiannon has done a range of clinical placements during her degree, but she admits none were as challenging as working in aged care.
Aged care is one of those things that people that do it, I admire them very, very much, but it's one of those things that you have to be quite passionate about. It does take a lot of patience and a lot of extra care, and it can be very wearing.
So it's not a career path you'd be interested in going down?
Not me personally, no. I think out of respect to people who we're caring for, we should be caring about our job and we should think that we'd be able to do a good job at it. And while I think that I have the skills to do it, it's just not where I see my career going.
Rhiannon's not alone. A national survey of 500 tertiary students looking at attitudes to working in aged care found 62% of 18 to 23-year-olds were unlikely to consider a career in the industry. Chris Mamarellis is CEO of not-for-profit aged care provider Widden, which commissioned the research.
That's a really valuable insight because that's what we need to combat. It's a little disappointing because it's a beautiful industry, but this is the time to pick up on these insights.
57% of respondents viewed aged care as a job rather than a career. Almost half said they didn't have experience relating to older people, while one in five had concerns about low pay. Chris Mamarellis says negative stories from the Royal Commission were also discouraging.
Around 20% of the people we surveyed actually said they have been turned off aged care because of media and what they're hearing.
It's predicted 3.5 million Australians will be accessing aged care services by 2050, and a workforce of almost 1 million will be needed to care for them.
The data's there, the facts are there. There's plenty of data that suggests that the aged care workforce is actually diminishing. If we don't do something now, we will have a problem.
The federal government's aged care workforce strategy is part of the plan to grow the sector, but providers like Widden are doing their bit too, launching a tertiary student mentoring program to help break the stigma. It's a stigma nurse and Widden's Deputy Director of Care, Kira Lord, knows well.
You know, when I finished university, I was lucky enough to get a postgraduate with New South Wales Health, and I chose to stay in aged care, and I did cop a lot of backlash from some of the teachers at university and a lot of my student peers.
15 years on, Kira Lord says she wouldn't change a thing, and she's challenging the next wave of graduates to think twice about a career in the industry.
Really just give aged care a go. There's so much more to aged care than what it looks like on the outside.
As nurse and Deputy Director of Care at Widden Care, Kira Lord, ending Caroline Winter's report. In